You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Last month, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray nominated Kathleen O'Toole to be Seattle's next police chief. If confirmed by the city council, O'Toole will inherit a police department that's in the midst of federal reforms.
In 2012, the Seattle Police Department reached a settlement agreement with the U.S. Justice Department to address issues of excessive use of force and biased policing against minorities. But the SPD is not unique when it comes to federal oversight.
In 2012, the Portland, Oregon Police Department entered an agreement with the Justice Department to address issues of excessive force against people with mental illnesses.
To find out more about how police reform is playing out in Portland, I spoke with Dennis Thorault. He's news editor for the Portland Mercury. Dennis told me why the federal investigation came about in the first place.
We had a series of police shootings down here, fatal police shootings involving men of color sometimes, but in almost all cases, men who were struggling with mental illness and addiction issues, and often both of those. And that prompted a community organization led by African-American ministers to petition for a federal investigation. And they actually got the mayor and police commissioner at the time to support that call.
And what did the Justice Department find?
They found a pattern and practice, pattern or practice of using force against folks who are mentally ill or perceived to be so. And they also found that our officers escalate force encounters and use their tasers too frequently.
So what are some of the key policy changes that they made?
Well, they've sped up investigations for misconduct in a six-month time frame. They've limited the amount of times officers can use tasers. They have to take a break in between taser cycles. They've changed training. They've added an enhanced crisis intervention team, sort of a special unit of officers who respond to folks who are experiencing a mental health crisis. And they've changed their force policy a little bit, but mostly they've added this other piece of it, they've added to their conduct policy. They're going to grade officers on how they decide their tactics when they're approaching a situation. You know, did they de-escalate when they should have? Did they create a situation that then provoked force in which they maybe acted reasonably, but could they have avoided that situation in the first place?
In Seattle, where we have a similar Justice Department program that we're implementing, more than 100 police officers last week signed onto a lawsuit that challenges the change in the policy. What have you heard from Portland police about these policy changes?
I think officers never liked the implication that they used excessive force. And the police union here wasn't happy about it. And they made mutterings here about their discomfort with this. But they sued to intervene in the federal case after the settlement agreement between the city and the Justice Department was reached. And they were able to shape it slightly more than the city was able to shape it. They got a taste at the table. They've been in court since then. So when there was a final settlement agreement put forward earlier this year, in March, the federal judge down here began considering this document in a final way. The police union was at the table, and they were able to make some, like I said, some modifications. There's the reason why officers aren't graded on their decision-making in the actual use of force policy is because they thought that that would violate constitutional protections for officers. That's why they crafted this compromise. They did a few other things. They reserved the right to file grievances against some independent oversight mechanisms that have been created or strengthened. But generally, they put their stamp on this. Their signature is now on the document, and they are just as much a part of this. So I don't think we're going to see individual officers in Portland suing, and it's partly because I think everyone got ahead of that discontent almost immediately.
I'm talking with Dennis Thorault, who's news editor for the Portland Mercury, where he's been covering the police reform in his city. That's the police reaction. What about the public? How have they responded to the changes?
Well, folks who are very invested in this issue remain very disappointed with the scope of the changes. They wanted dramatic civilian oversight of the police bureau here. They feel like the system that's still in place has largely been unchallenged. We still have the same basic bones. We've maybe made some improvements and refinements. They would love to see a civilian board that could challenge police discipline and ensure that officers who use deadly force can be fired. We've had a history in Portland of officers who are disciplined for force who never make it through the union arbitration process. And they're not convinced that this settlement agreement will change that there's not going to be a meaningful consequence for the improper use of force.
The other interesting thing most recently is that the judge who's overseeing this agreement wants a regular checkup on the department's progress. How have the city and police department responded to the judge?
So they made a good go at you know, telling the judge, we don't think this is a good idea, but we're willing to, maybe we could have a meeting in front of our city council every year. And the judge has said that's not sufficient. He wants to put the case on sort of a conditional dismissal where it sort of remains inactive for the next 3 years, which is about how long everyone thinks it'll take to officially move on from, you know, having Portland under the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. And he says, I need to be able to check in with you every year in my courtroom, not to make changes, but to be aware of problems that may be coming up. You know, he's not been led to believe that there have been problems. The Bureau has already, in fact, moved forward on a lot of the checklist that it's been presented with, even before the agreement's been finalized by the judge. But he wants to make sure that could change. You know, that if the police chief does resign, he's of retirement age, somebody else could come in and not be as committed to seeing these reforms through.
Well, so what happens next?
Well, we'll find out in July whether the judge decides he can live without his annual check-ins, or if he's going to maybe order this into a bench trial, which then throws months and months of uncertainty and delay and legal wrangling into this process. Noting it's almost been 2 years since the feds came to Portland and gave us their findings and told us what we were doing wrong.
Dennis Thorault is news editor for the Portland Mercury, the city's alternative weekly newspaper. Just like Seattle, Portland's in the middle of major police reforms mandated by the Justice Department. You're with The Record on KUOW. With David Hyde, I'm Marcy Silman.